Causeway Street Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Pavone. Joel Pavone. Mr. Sean Dutra.
Hey, this is Leon Poe, man. You're listening to Causeway Street Podcast.
What's up, y'all? This is Kenny Anderson.
Hi, this is Tyler Zeller from the Boston Celtics.
And y'all listening to the Causeway Street Podcast.
All you new listeners out there, I'm your host, Joseph Pavone. I'm joined as usual by my two co-hosts.
I'm Sean Dutra. What's up?
Yeah, like talk about
walks
yourself.
On the beach.
There you go. Joel Pavone. What up?
I'm a Pisces.
The most romantic.
He leads off with that.
The most romantic sign in all of the zodiac.
Oh.
You couldn't tell by my voice already.
Oh.
Sexy.
I'm the producer of this ensemble that we call Causeway Street. In case you missed it.
Hey, Bill Walton here, Celtics 1986. You're listening to the Causeway Street Podcast. Yeah, come here for nothing but the truth. This is where dreams come true. Thank you, Boston, for my life.
Where are we going?
You guys are such homers.
It's your boy, Terry Rozier. You're listening to the Causeway Street Podcast. Now listen to my boys, Joe, Sway, Joel, and Sean.
Causeway Street Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Pavone, joined with Sean Dutra, Joel Pavone, usual suspects. And this episode is going to be about milestones, right? I mean, what is it? It's been 6 years since the Celtics won 50 games. It's been 6 years. It's
been a long time.
Since the Celtics have had a number one seed for a significant amount of time. A one-game lead over the Cavaliers, and this is, of course, being recorded before the big showdown between these two teams on Wednesday night at TD Garden. Easily the biggest game of the season for the Celtics, so we'll keep talking about that. And
forget about looking ahead this week, then.
Jeez. Oh shit!
Right off the bat, man. We're just gonna drop
okay,
that ball.
Okay, you know what? I won't give away the rest of the week.
Sorry, but you know what?
I will give you crap for this though. Way to keep on with the Dutra jinx. And predicting that the Celtics are going to sweep the week because they didn't sweep the week.
You know what?
And they lost to the team I thought they would lose.
I don't think ever proactively offer a prediction. You always ask me, so it's not even my fault.
It's kind of your fault because we told you don't say it because we were like, you know what? Maybe if you say they'll lose one, they'll win them all. And I was under the impression that that would work.
I really don't think that this has that me predicting.
This streak has been going on since we started this segment.
I would have thought. If
I think there's a direct correlation.
Any team that they would have lost to was going to be the Knicks, but
yeah, they spanked the Knicks today.
No, I know they did, but I don't know. It's just I felt like if it was one team that they were going to lose to, it was going to be the Knicks for some reason.
I mean, the Bucks game was. I mean, they were all the Bucks game was sort of bullshit the way they lost.
I mean, other than the Knicks game, the two games prior, they weren't great.
They played like crap.
Yeah. Yeah, they just beat the Magic on Friday, which is in a way not a good thing because you're supposed to blow out those type of teams. I mean, they did blow out the Knicks. We saw what happened against Philly not too long ago, and we saw what happened against the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, the Celtics tend to play down to their competition, and that was Friday night was no different, of course.
They do?
Of course they do. What do you mean they do?
I know.
Besides the Knicks and besides the blowout against the Orlando Magic at the last time they played at the TD Garden, that's the only time I've seen the Celtics blow out a team that they're supposed to.
The last two times they played Orlando, they were averaging like, 30-some points?
Both times, yeah. Beat them by 30.
And the Lakers in L.A., that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's keep things positive because, like I said from the top, this is a season of first that we've haven't seen in the last 6 years.
Woosah.
I mean, Brad Stevens continues to make progress year after year. And I have to say this turnout of what we're seeing this year has to be a testament of what he means to this team, right? I mean, this is Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens is all over this, right?
I mean,
this isn't just, you know, Isaiah Thomas having a career year. Is that fair to say?
I think it's I think it's unfair for Stevens this year that he's really not being considered at all for that Coach of the Year honors. I mean, you maybe have the best regular season record in the Eastern Conference.
I thought his best chance to win that award, though, was 2 years ago when the Celtics, they weren't supposed to make the playoffs, and they were like the seventh seed.
Right.
That's how these coaches win these awards. It's like,
well, no, Pop is always there. Pop wins it every year. Like it.
Doesn't win it every year, though. He's always in consideration.
Look at Budenholzer, though. He won it that year. They won 60 games, and they were the best team.
Atlanta wasn't supposed to be the best team in the East.
Neither was the Celtics. I'm just saying, like, now it seems like this year out of any, it's sort of like, we're not going to give it a Kerr. We're not going to give it a Pop. We're trying to look for that.
But look at Spoelstra. As much as I don't like the dude, but they started 11-30. And they're about to make the playoffs.
All right. I mean, they're still under. I don't know.
It was the same thing. That's why I bring up, you know, the Celtics two seasons ago.
Right.
You know, what was that, like 40 different guys on the roster during that season? And
Stevens didn't win Coach of the Year. So
He should have. I thought he should have that year. Yeah. If that was his best chance to win it, that was it right there.
I don't know. But, yeah, I think a lot of this, I mean, consistent improvement year over year under Brad Stevens' reign. I mean, that's something to be said. For starting with a young team, like, really, you know, you hit lightning in a bottle with Thomas, you got Al Horford, but other than that, it's just been development. Developing, that's what I want to say.
Well, another thing Isaiah Thomas did was he became the leader, franchise leader for most threes in one season. He passed Antoine Walker,
how did Antoine Walker not?
I'm almost surprised that he's still. Well, yeah, that's true. But I'm surprised Pierce or Allen didn't pass him. But this is in 01. Walker had, 02. He had 222. In 01, he had 221. Paul Pierce in 02 had 210. Wow, that's a lot of threes between the two of those guys. And in 2009, Joel's boy Ray Allen had 199.
Was like the magical season, man.
Well, it depends how you look at it because he chucked up a lot more than 222.
That's a lot of wiggles too.
But now Thomas tops all of those seasons, and he also becomes the sixth man in Celtics history to have a 2,000-point season. So it's him, Larry Bird, John Havlicek, Sam Jones, and Kevin McHale, the only members of the Celtics to score 2,000 points, over 2,000 points in one season.
And Pierce has done it how many times in Celtics jersey?
Four.
Yeah, four.
Yeah,
four. I didn't think.
I didn't make that shit up.
No, I didn't think. I didn't think you knew that.
Yeah, all right. In case you missed it.
No, oh, there you go. Bada bing,
boom.
So is Isaiah Thomas a legit? I mean, could he win the MVP award? I just want to get that out there. I mean, we know he's a candidate. We know he's a legit candidate. But I mean, let's say the Celtics finish off the season as a top seed. Is Isaiah Thomas someone that they should really consider giving him the MVP? Because everyone always talks about, oh, well, first of all, your team needs to win 50 games to be an MVP. Check. Celtics have done that. Oh, well, your team needs to be one of the top teams in the NBA. Check. Celtics are number one right now in the Eastern Conference. I mean, if we're looking at that type of criteria and we're looking at what Isaiah Thomas is, now is he's, still second in scoring, averaging 30 points a game. The best season, he's on pace to have the best season we've ever seen, best scoring season we've ever seen. By Celtics since Larry Bird. I mean, why am I crazy in thinking that he should have a more than just a small shot at winning the MVP award?
Any other year, you're probably right. But this year you've had James Harden and Russell Westbrook, and they've just been dominant to the point of stats we've never seen before.
Like, if you want to point out just wins in general, Houston has more wins than the Celtics. By one, I believe, just without looking.
Yeah, and I mean,
and
Harden and Westbrook are like
they've been in third the whole season,
and
behind San Antonio and Golden State.
And Harden and Westbrook, they're doing a lot more than just scoring. Where I think that's sort of where you're gonna see Isaiah not live up to the number one and number two in the MVP.
Plus, vote. I've never seen this season Isaiah, you know, pat his stats like Russell Westbrook. No, I'm just kidding. Some crazy conspiracy shit I've heard over the last couple of days. How his teammates don't rebound. They box everybody out and make sure that Westbrook grabs the rebound.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know. If that's your type of thing, you conspiracy theorists out there, take a look at that. YouTube that.
I only believe in two conspiracy theories, man.
You don't believe?
I only believe in two.
Oh, that's right. We spoke about this.
Yep.
Stevie Wonder. What's the other
Stevie
one?
Stevie Wonder.
And also Stevie Wonder isn't blind, by the way, for those who don't know. That's what Sean thinks.
And then floss is actually worse for your teeth than it is good for your teeth.
That's a thing?
I've heard of that.
I don't even know if it's
I didn't know. That's the first time Sean has brought it up, but yeah. I've heard of that.
Those are my two conspiracy theory guys, so getting to know me today, huh? Yeah.
Okay, so the Rockets, they're better than the Celtics by a game.
By a game.
But what else?
Isaiah can't compete with those two guys. On a different year where you just have like LeBron having a good year, Kawhi having a good year, like Durant having a good year, but nothing like groundbreaking, historical. These two dudes, Harden and Westbrook, are having historical seasons.
Like, what do you mean? Said that no one's played this well for the Celtics since Larry Bird.
For the Celtics, though. These are NBA, entire NBA seasons. We've never seen anything like this.
Forget Westbrook and Harden for a second. Would you give it to him over Kawhi?
Yes.
Would you give it to him?
Me too.
You would give it Isaiah the MVP over Kawhi.
Yeah, I think
whoever you're about to say, I'm going to say yes because those are the only two guys that I'll have a discussion with. I mean, honestly, if it's between him and Harden, I think I'd give it to him. Honestly, I think Westbrook is the clear cut guy who should get it, and I agree with that. But I'm just saying when you see the talking heads, you know, NBA, whether you're looking at ESPN or NBA TV, I mean, people like to occasionally bring up Isaiah Thomas, but no one actually seriously says, you know what, Isaiah Thomas should win the MVP award.
Maybe they should start boxing out for him and letting him rebound
more. Then he get his numbers up, right? I mean, he does have six assists. If he can average about five rebounds, six rebounds.
But that's just it, though. Harden is averaging like 10 or 11 assists. Mm-hmm. I don't know, six rebounds. I'm not looking at his stats, but.
Just making shit up.
I'm not making shit up, but I'm like, I think I'm around there compared to Isaiah. You know, he does average more assists than Isaiah. He does average more rebounds than Isaiah. So. The word valuable.
What does it mean?
What does it mean in terms of this MVP race?
All right. Well, what about him being the leading scorer in fourth quarter? You know, who scores more points than Isaiah Thomas in the fourth quarter? Who bails his team out than Isaiah Thomas?
I just think this argument is it's pointless to have this year. Any other year, you look at last year's MVP race. Isaiah would, if you put Isaiah's year in last year's race
with Steph Curry, you think he'd win it or he had more?
I guess a 73 win, really.
Plus, Steph averaged 30 points.
Yeah. I'd probably give it to Steph. I'd probably have to give it to Steph.
I mean, it's 73 versus, let's say, 53 wins, 54 wins for the Celtics at the most.
All right. Yeah, Isaiah's having a great year, though. I don't want to take away from him. But
no, you don't. But I think the Celtics, as a team, function better than, say, the Rockets without Harden or the Thunder without Russell Westbrook. So I think that's why.
You think the Celtics play better without Thomas?
No, I'm not saying they played better, but I'm saying but they can survive.
No.
I think
they can't.
What? Okay, so you take off Harden from the Rockets. The Rockets don't go nowhere. Honestly,
I think the only person that I would agree with that is Westbrook.
Okay, so that's another one. That's why it's a toss up between one of those two.
The Celtics would go nowhere without Isaiah Thomas as well.
Yeah,
but it's not.
They're barely a 500 team.
You take Isaiah Thomas off this team, they're probably winning. But they're trying to get to 40 wins.
No, maybe with everybody, wins. With everyone that this squad has, right? If everybody stays healthy, Isaiah's out.
They can't score. If you have nobody that
That's not true. People can score.
No one can create their own shot without Isaiah.
But look at the Rockets. Other than Eric Gordon, who else is scoring on that?
Eric Gordon is. If you're looking at the Celtics and the Rockets rosters.
Other than Eric Gordon.
You take Harden and Isaiah Thomas off the team. Eric Gordon is the second best scorer, the best scorer left.
I said other than Eric Gordon.
Okay, but you can't just do that. He's on the team.
But
he
I'm plays just I'm, on the I'm team. Just saying no, other than Eric Gordon, like
you
who's
have a,
better?
You have
who's
Ariza,
better? Who's
you
better
have
than
Beverly.
Bradley? Hold on. Who's better than Bradley on the Rockets?
Gordon.
Who's better than Jay Crowder on the Rockets?
Who's
better than Al Horford on the Rockets?
I would say Ariza is pretty much right up there with Jay Crowder. So stats-wise, who's better Beverly's than Horford? Right up there with Avery Bradley or not. Marcus Smart. I mean, yeah. I mean, Houston's got a squad, man. I mean, they have a better team than us, than the Celtics
do. I don't know if they do. To be honest, if you take out Harden, I think the teams are even. If you take out both Isaiah and Harden, I think the Celtics are a little bit better than the Rockets. And then if you go back, and then you go to the Thunder, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, Thunder's garbage.
Yeah. Okay.
You know how I feel about the Thunder. So I didn't even expect them to be a playoff team with.
Okay. So then it goes back to. I'm trying to say that the Celtics are a better team without Isaiah versus the Thunder without Westbrook and the Rockets without Harden.
Barely.
But it's still better.
It's a coin flip between Houston and.
In Boston, right?
But with, I mean, just with those two dudes, just with Thomas and Harden, the Rockets only have a one win better than the Celtics right now. They're 51-25, and the Celtics are 50-27.
Sure.
So
I don't think that's taking away any MVP votes from Isaiah. It's just his overall numbers aren't up there with Harden and Westbrook.
All right. Well, how many wins?
I mean, when you break it
out
down,
of the 50 games, how many wins can you say Isaiah Thomas is the reason he won?
100.
No.
Out of 50?
Yeah.
Out of 50.
Okay.
No,
I thought you were saying like 100%.
That's impressive.
What I
thought you
were saying. We're just like throwing shit up against 14?
I think it's way more than that.
This is the weirdest question in the world.
What do you mean? Why is it weird?
How many games? How many
in terms of percentage?
How many times this season, at the end of the game, did you say to yourself, there's no way they wouldn't have won that. They would have won that game if he didn't go off in the fourth quarter.
The answer is a lot. I didn't document it, but I know that the Celtics would suck. The Celtics would suck if Isaiah Thomas wasn't on this team.
I disagree. I still think they're a playoff team.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, look at the East. Look at how there's three teams battling. The sixth, seventh, and eighth.
They lost to the 76ers.
I understand that, but they're under 500.
They would go to.
So you're telling me that.
Right, and they're struggling to get to 40 wins. Okay, that's exactly where I think they'd be.
Okay, so, but they're still in the playoffs. You're saying no. I'm saying they're a playoff team still.
41, I don't even think they'd be there. I think they'd be like a 34, 30,
35. 35, yeah. They'd be struggling
to get to 40. That's still playoffs in the East.
Barely.
Which is crazy.
Well,
but that's where we're at. You go from the number one seed or the number two seed to.
We mentioned it last week. It's fool's gold, right? Let me ask you this. Is this the first time that a number one seed is not a title contender, in your guys' opinion? I don't think this was like title contenders.
No, I don't think the Hawks were. Yeah. Hawks weren't.
Okay.
I mean,
other than that,
it's been a.
And the Hawks didn't have an Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. I mean, last year was the Warriors. This year it's the Warriors again. You know, Cleveland's really the only team in the East that came into the season as a title contender, and even though the Celtics may have a better record than them.
It's been that conversation all season long.
Yeah.
Okay, Cleveland, and then who can challenge Cleveland? Right. Yeah. Everybody assumed Toronto. Everybody even talked about in the Pacers just on paper before we saw what we've seen.
Well, I think you know, trying to judge like looking into the playoffs, what's possible for the Celtics? Getting to the finals is a possibility. Like it's a possibility. They could beat Cleveland, if something happens where there's an injury or they could get lucky somehow and make it to the final. That's a possibility. Okay. But there's zero chance, I think, that they're actually, you could think about a scenario where they beat Cleveland and then beat the Warriors or beat the Spurs.
Is Cleveland in trouble?
I don't know. Yeah, I know. Probably not. They're probably. As much as I hope they would be.
How's that fence feel?
I got right off it. I got right off it this time. But yeah, no, I don't think they are. I don't think they are in trouble. They can flip the switch. They do it every year.
I mean, let me ask you guys this. They got Celtics on the second night of back to back, right? And they got Orlando the first night. Do they rest their players against Orlando and then have everybody full strength against the Celtics?
Really,
or they just don't care?
Really depends. Which one? Are they both at home or they go from?
No, they're in Orlando, then they come to Boston.
Yeah. LeBron's not even making that trip to Orlando. No way.
So he's chilling in the North End, eating some clam chowder?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, why not? You can beat the Magic without, you know.
Clearly, one of the games is much more important than the first. So,
I mean,
if they don't beat the Magic without, whether it's Kevin Love, you can take all three of those guys. If you don't beat the Magic, I mean, You don't deserve to win that game. You know what I mean? Like if you're struggling against the Magic, if I'm Ty Lue, I'm saying, how the hell are we ready for the playoffs if we're losing to the Magic, even without our guys? And this team is stacked. Look at all these guys that they picked up, and they've all worked out, minus Deron Williams. He's not doing too well, but still. I mean,
yeah, but they're saying, I feel like their bench is still not, like, gelling, at least the last few games.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, individually, these guys have shown, you know, spurts that they're productive. I mean, look at Derek Williams. Derek Williams forced his way into that rotation. Yeah. And even before Bogut went down, those, you know, 48 seconds that he played, he
did he even play? I just kind of walked in there and the injury happened.
I didn't think he was going to crack the lineup, the rotation, because of Derek Williams. And then now you have Deron Williams. And then now you have Kyle Korver in the mix. And now you have J.R. Smith back. I mean, you have all these weapons.
Can't forget Sanders.
But they're not translating into wins.
They ain't got nothing on the Celtics bench, man.
See, this is the difference between their bench and the Celtics bench.
Yeah.
The difference is that
they got all-stars on their bench.
Well, not
well, former all-stars.
Former all-stars. Still all-stars.
Unless you want to call Larry Sanders, you know, one of those.
No, the difference is, like, it's the biggest problem that we've seen all year long. We don't know who's going to consistently step up. We know Marcus Smart is going to do what Marcus Smart does. But after that, who's the guy who – I mean, I asked you this question the other day. I'm like, was Terry Rozier a bit of a disappointment this year? Because I thought Terry Rozier this was the year he was going to be – reliable guy off the bench, and then he's collecting all these DMPs.
It depends what you have for him as an expectation. I know me personally, I thought he would have been that sixth guy. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Honestly, I thought him and Smart could make him Evan Turner. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like, you know, Evan Turner gone, you can put those two guys together and create something similar to Evan Turner. Not exactly Evan Turner, but.
I mean, his play in the preseason, it raised some expectations, I think. But I don't think, I mean, I think he's been exactly who the Celtics and I thought he would be this year, giving you.
I mean, recently he's been giving
you a spark, you know, being when he's called on, he's needed. I mean, don't forget, like, the Celtics have like 8,000 guards. So he's battling for playing time, you know, behind Thomas, Bradley, Smart, you know.
Well, you look at the Knicks game, right? I thought that was a perfect game to rest Isaiah in the fourth and just have your bench just go nuts. Exactly what they did.
Yeah.
And plus Avery Bradley was out.
Well, the problem is too is that he'd probably get a lot more time to play if the Celtics wouldn't go down to the wire every night.
That's right. That's another point.
He's not going to get if the game's close like it is every night. He's not going to get run in the fourth when it's, you know, a 4-point game. They're going to be putting Smart in to put Bradley in to put Thomas in. He's not going to see the floor. So that I think probably stunted his growth a little bit, but I think Rozier has had a year. I think we've learned that Rozier is a solid NBA player at the minimum. So whether he is able to grow, whether there's playing time next year, we'll see. But I think he can be relied on as a positive member of the bench in the playoffs.
Am I crazy in thinking that Brad Stevens is probably going to do like a 9-10 man rotation in the playoffs? Like, is he going to be that guy? At least the first round?
I think it depends who they face. Because you could have that one game that we mentioned that Jarepko could go off. And you're sticking with Jarepko like down the stretch. Or Kelly Olynyk. You know, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get out of him.
Well, Kelly's going to play all the time.
But no, I know that, I'm just saying, production-wise.
Which player are you going to get? You're going to get Jarepko or you're going to get Green? Are you going to get Rozier or are you going to get I mean, James Young's been getting some playing time this last week, you know? I mean, Brad Stevens is still trying to still trying to find out his rotation going into the playoffs, and we're what, 6 games away?
5.
Still trying to find a rotation.
Nah, he knows his rotation, man. He's probably just
the only people who are
the words of Isaiah.
The only people who are shoo-ins are Olynyk and Smart.
The words of Isaiah, if you don't know by now.
Don't know me by now,
you will never, ever, never know your lineup.
All right, let's
what a playoff.
Let's see who is going to play this week, Sean. Let's take a look ahead.
Here
we go. Do it. Sean Dutra's.
When you look ahead. All right, so I'm going to do this.
You don't have a lot of these left.
I know. That's why I'm going to do a special one today. So. We're looking ahead, not only for your Boston Celtics, we're also going to take a sneak peek at our competitors over there and in Cleveland.
Oh, Brooklyn.
seeing how they're doing, because as of right now,
what happened to the Brooklyn thing? That was short lived.
Well, they just lose a lot. I mean, they're still the worst team in the NBA. So
by like nine games. And so Sean's
no, like, actually, good. The Suns are making a run at them, dude.
Well, the Suns and the Lakers are like neck and neck, right?
Well, so the Nets have won 17 games, where the Suns and Lakers have won 22. The Suns have lost, I think, like 13 straight games. They're making a run.
Well, if it was up to LaVar Ball, the Lakers would have the worst record in the league, because he does not want his son to go to the Celtics. He wants them to go to the Lakers.
Yeah, they're trying.
I don't give a shit about... I don't even think Lonzo Ball's going to be that good.
I'm just mentioning.
Like, I think Lonzo Ball's going to be a bust in the NBA. Celtics need to do everything they can to stay away from Lonzo Ball. Just saying. That's
all right.
A story for another day. But, all right, so we'll start with the Celtics. They actually do play the Cavaliers on Wednesday night, which is not a surprise to anybody.
Da-da-da-dum,
da-da-da-dum.
Yay. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a really good game. Those two teams are at the top of the Eastern Conference this year going into the playoffs. So it'll be very interesting to see how they play against each other.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-dum.
All right,
is there a way the Celtics could still grab the number one seed even if they lose that game?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, the when we check out the Cavs schedule, it's not too easy.
Cleveland will probably just rest their guys for the rest of the season after they play the Celtics, win or lose.
Just go full Popovich and just say, yeah, we're not playing. LeBron's not playing. Kyrie's not playing. Kevin's not playing. We'll take the two seed. They don't care. Celtics also play the Hawks on Thursday night, which is another nationally broadcast game over on TNT.
Back-to-back nationally telly. Vised
baggity baggity
games,
and that's the last back to back the Celtics will have in the short season that's coming to an end. It's only five games left, folks. Five games left.
Make them count, guys.
Yep. And then Celtics play the Bobcats, formerly known as the Hornets, now known as the Hornets, on Saturday.
The Mountain Lions.
Yeah, they could be the Mountain Lion. So the Cavs, dude, the Cavs are looking a little bit like a tougher schedule this week. So right now they're in the midst of losing to the Pacers with 39 seconds in overtime. Well, we'll give you an update on that before the end.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
The podcast. But then they got the Magic, back-to-back for the Magic, and then travel to Boston to play the Celtics. Tuesday, Wednesday. Then on Friday and Sunday, they have a home-and-home against the Hawks. The Hawks are battling.
They play the Hawks twice?
Yeah, they're battling right now for that playoff hope. And then just to continue to look ahead, after the Magic, the Cavs play all Eastern Conference playoff teams. They play the Celtics, the Hawks, the Heat, and the Raptors.
Wow. Mm.
So they you ask the question, can the Celtics lose this game and still take the one seed? The answer is yes, because the Cavs have a tough schedule down the pike in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I hate counting. Six games. And they are in danger of losing right now as I speak on the recording. So when you listen to this, you will already know, but you can sense the excitement in the air.
You can sense how excited we were when we were tracking this game.
When no one said anything. All right.
All right, Sean. If they win this game and they beat the Cavs, does that change your belief that they could actually win a seven-game series against the Cavs?
Right now, and even if they do win, I'll probably say no. But when it comes down to it, I'll figure out a way to
when
say
they,
yes.
When they meet each other, you're going to be like, this is going
to
happen.
I'll figure out a way to say yes. Yep, that's how it goes. Just like Celtics in five last year against the Hawks. That was not good.
What about Mike Gorman? Mike Gorman the year before that. Yeah.
Remember after the first game, Sean was like, they're going to win four in a row. Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
Sean, Avery Bradley's out for the series. It's okay, dude.
It's fine.
They lose again. 4-2. 4-2.
I'm in six.
Sean, they're about to start Jonas Repko. No, fuck that. They're not going to do that. Then they're going to lose the series.
I'm not doing any predictions anymore.
Why? It's fun.
But the Celtics is going 3-0 week. 3-0 week.
Before we get into, in case you missed it.
3-0 this week.
3-0? Okay. All right.
Yep.
You heard it here first. Celtics will lose against the Cavs. Yeehaw. And they'll win the rest of the week.
Obviously, everyone's looking forward to that Celtics Wizards. Celtics Cavs game on Wednesday night.
Biggest game of the year.
Biggest ticket in Boston probably until the playoffs start.
Oh, absolutely. Biggest ticket in Boston, and the best way to get your tickets for the cheapest price is easily using SeatGeek.
Hey. I
mean, you got to go check out SeatGeek, and you have to make sure you download the app, especially because if you don't download the app, you cannot get yourself a $20 rebate.
Yeah, I had to school my friend the other day. He was like, "I the code's not working." I was like, "To download the app? No. Oh, well, you're a dumbass."
Well, that's how not to use it. That's how you exactly don't get a $20 rebate.
Not to do is not download the app. So download the app.
And you want to download the app because you can only get the $20 rebate off your first purchase. So download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code Causeway, and you can get yourself a $20 rebate off your first purchase. What a great week to use it for that Cavaliers game. Save yourself $20 and go check out the Cleveland Cavaliers, the biggest game of the season against the Boston Celtics. So it's going to be a very, very very big game. And of course, there's going to be a lot of the games after that. So you want to download the SeatGeek app as soon as you can.
Oh, like the playoffs?
Yeah, actually.
That's happening.
Just about to say that. As the Celtics playoff push heats up, I mean, SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to get tickets to every single game. The mobile experience, again, is so easy. Two taps on the app, get yourself the tickets, best prices, and all you have to do is head to the settings tab, type in the promo code Causeway, and that's how you get yourself a $20 rebate. Download the SeatGeek app right now.
Do it.
Do it. And that's Sean Dutra's
When You Look Ahead.
Boy, you know what? Remember when the Guardians do those concerts?
Sox are opening.
They should bring
up.
That back. Remember that?
Oh, the Red Sox are playing.
Remember that before KG and Paul Pierce? Before KG.
Yeah, when they did concerts like before the game?
No, after the game.
Yeah, they would tell people, stick around because we got T-Pain coming in the building. You see Jael Green like, I'll meet y'all in the back, guys. I'm going to watch this.
Jael Rule. Falling live.
Stay tuned for the plain white tees right after the game.
Yeah,
they should bring that back. They should bring that back.
We'll buy you a drink.
Okay, you see Jael Green just gigging like, yeah, buy you a drink, bitch.
Stone Sour.
Even though I'm only 17. Live.
Yay.
Yay.
Good old. Ooh. Those were the good old days where, like, you know, they'd actually have, like, cool halftime entertainment as well. Like, they had the Blue Man Group and shit, like come out there.
Yeah, or when they used to have that, the lady who puts the bowls on top of her head.
Yeah, they don't do that stuff anymore.
No, she still does it.
I know.
Every once in a while, though. Who loves that? Max loves that? No, who loves that?
I think it's Max.
Seriously, though, all they do now is have the kids play fucking basketball halftime.
Yeah.
Like, entertain me.
Yeah.
At halftime.
All right, Joel, what we miss?
In case you missed it,
Derrick Rose is out for the rest of the season. Not a big deal. There's only 5 games left for the Knickerbockers, but it was announced on Sunday, actually during the shellacking the Knicks were receiving by the Celtics, mm-hmm. that he was going to be out.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why he was playing, because a week ago he looked pretty good and he was playing well, but with the season down the drain and you're already resting Carmelo,
well, he's playing for
why
another,
were they letting him play?
He's playing for another contract. He's a free agent.
Yeah, but still, I mean, We know your past, okay? We know your injury past, and 2 weeks of playing good basketball isn't going to convince someone to give you a contract.
Well, he had torn his meniscus in his left knee. Rose was in the last year of his contract. Wait,
he did that? That just happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, the 8th time he's tore his meniscus in his knee?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I feel like it's been more than that, but yeah. I think he keeps alternating knees. 1 year is the left and 1 year is the right.
He does have 2 meniscuses. Yeah. At least he's got 2.
Touche. The pending free agent. Oh, he's making $21.3 million this year, which is the second highest among point guards. Guess who's the first?
Russell Westbrook.
No.
No.
CP3, making $22.9 million.
His contract goes in next year.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Duh.
Hence the word extension.
Mm-hmm. In case you missed it.
Yep.
Tracy McGrady will be inducted into this year's Hall of Fame.
Made it, huh?
Nice.
Among those part of the class of 2017, Rebecca Lobo and Jerry Krause, the former Bulls GM who passed away a couple weeks ago. T-Mac said that he cried when he was told the great news. What do you guys think? No C. Webb, what's going on here?
Who else got snubbed? I feel like one person getting in is
Tim Hardaway. It was going to be a weak class regardless.
Oh. Who got it. All right. I just feel like there was a lot of good NBA players. Like, it's, all right. Yeah, good. T-Mac definitely deserved to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think so.
He's one of the best scorers in that time period.
That was sort of a debate, right? When you retire, like, can he make it? You know, does he have the numbers? And I think he does. The numbers are there. I just thought the whole, you know, never really made deep playoff runs with any teams, mm-hmm. and never really was a guy who collected a bunch of minutes in the postseason. I thought that may have hurt him, but I think it's well deserved.
The one playoff series that gets to me for T-Mac. It was in 2004. They had a chance to knock out the Pistons in the first round. Mm-hmm. They were up 3-1 in that series. And they lost 3 games in a row to the eventual champions, but still. I think that would have been a career-defining moment for T-Mac.
Yeah.
Now I think his career-defining moment is scoring how many points in 30-some seconds?
Yeah, everyone remembers him.
Yeah. Against the Spurs?
That's about it. No, but he was a beast, though. I mean, he definitely was a beast.
I feel
it's strange that he didn't have any playoff success.
No, I feel like going back to the C-Web being snubbed. I think because of the controversy with Michigan, I don't think he's going to get in for a while, if ever.
If T-Mac got in, C-Web should get in.
Well, no, I think he should get in.
I think Jerome makes a good point because this is the Basketball Hall of Fame. This isn't the NBA Hall of Fame. So
he was on the most iconic college. No, you're right,
but the way that shit went down, the reason why you don't see those banners in Michigan, you know, C-Web all that controversy that surrounded those guys.
Yeah, he doesn't even acknowledge that as almost like he didn't play for Michigan. Yeah. He doesn't talk about Michigan at all. It's almost like that piece. Those like 3 or 4 years of his life don't exist.
All the problems that happened were centered around him.
Yeah.
That's true. But
even good stuff, even the good success, he doesn't want to talk about that either.
So you think that's what's going to keep him out?
I think that's going to keep him out for a while. Again, if ever. Sucks because he was hell of a basketball player in college and the pros. Everywhere he went in the pros, the team had success.
Yeah.
I mean, Sacramento. Who would talk about Sacramento if it wasn't for like C-Web?
I think
they still wouldn't have. They wouldn't have a team in Sacramento.
I think it's incredible that Tracy McGrady is getting ready to be inducted, and Vince Carter is still playing basketball.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
Like out of the two guys,
he's the youngest being inducted into the Hall of Fame ever, 37 years old.
Out of those two guys, you would think
makes sense. He was the youngest player in NBA history when he first got drafted too.
Okay, yeah.
And the way he was built
straight out of high school,
the way he was built, his athleticism. I thought he would play a lot longer, but that wasn't the case. He almost got a ring too. Joel's boy ruined that one. I mean, he was a role player with the Spurs, but he still could have got a ring if they took care of business in Miami.
God, he was on the Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for that sole purpose.
Yeah. The only time he played in the finals.
Yep.
Now we'll get to be on Ice Cube's 3-on-3.
Oh, did he? Did he say that? He was
I don't know. I don't know. It's always an option, though.
Okay. In case you missed it, guys, Gonzaga, UNC. It's not going to be the Battle of the Carolinas like you wanted it.
Sucks.
Who you got?
Who do I got?
If you're even watching.
I got to say, I did watch the North Carolina Oregon game, which was sort of weak. But that Gonzaga-South Carolina game, that was
a good game.
That was a good game. So I'll take North Carolina. I said North Carolina when his Final Four came out because I was like, they're the only ones that have been there. So he's in love with that big dude from Gonzaga, though.
Yeah, man. Give me the Zags.
Zags. I'm going with the Zags, too.
That guy's a top 10 pick.
So he's talking about the goofy, fat, bearded.
Whoa. He's not fat. He's just built. All right.
He's pretty fat, man.
He's just my big, words. Boned.
You'll see him in the league. He'll be the enforcer for one of these up-and-coming teams.
No, he won't.
All right. You heard it here first. Big enforcer. Gonzags. Gonzags is going to win over UNC, apparently. Well, I think they are, but in case you missed it, 6 years ago on April Fool's Day, Isaiah Thomas declared himself eligible for the NBA draft, and on his Instagram a couple of days ago, he had some fun by saying how back then, lots of people thought his decision to turn pro was an April Fool's joke. Now who's the one laughing?
I got him.
LOL. LOL.
Got him. Oh, shit.
These nuts.
Damn, Isaiah. Oh.
Speaking of IT, he picked up his 14th tech on Sunday against the Knickerbockers.
Good. I like the spice.
And with 5 games left, he's got to be careful because if he picks up 2 more, he's going to get that 1-game suspension.
He better pick up 2 more right now. So do they carry over to the playoffs?
That's a good question.
No, they don't.
I didn't look that up.
They don't. It resets.
Okay, cool. He got my back.
It resets when you get to the playoffs. But then if you, let's say he gets it the last game of the regular season, he can't play the first game next year.
In the season.
It carries over.
I swear to God, man. I swear to God.
So it'll be like the home opener with no Isaiah Thomas if he gets that. If he gets two more techs.
No, if he gets two more, he doesn't get suspended in the playoffs at all.
No, it'll start next season.
Oh, okay.
If he got his final tech,
you got it now.
I got two crabs.
All right.
I was going to say, why are you so upset? Who cares if he doesn't play the first game of the season?
I just figured he wouldn't play the first game in the playoffs.
No, I mean, you know.
It's seven, right? In the playoffs?
It's seven.
It's less.
Yeah, it's like half.
Yeah, it resets. And then if you get up to seven in the playoffs, you get suspended for a game.
Seven seems like a lot.
Well, ask Draymond.
More.
If that's a lot.
Ask Draymond. What would Draymond do?
No, but if this final stretch, if he picks up one, like let's say against Cleveland, and then against like the Hawks, and then you know you're still trying to battle for that first seed, that makes a difference. With three games left.
Yeah, it does. it definitely does.
All right,
I agree.
In case you missed it, Jay Crowder will have an MRI on his left elbow.
Don't like this.
He received an X-ray in New York on Sunday after he stated that his elbow was sore and started tingling. Quote, "It was just a weird type of feeling. I never had anything happen like this to my elbow," end quote. He's also called it excruciating pain, so hopefully it's nothing serious.
He called it excruciating pain?
Yeah, he said it was excruciating pain.
Shit.
So hopefully it's nothing serious, and the Celtics looked to hold on to that first seed.
Nah, man, this isn't good.
No, it's not good at all.
No, it's not good. This is the exact same thing that happened last year.
Yeah. A little bit earlier, but still.
All this momentum just going into the playoffs, and then boom, injuries. The only way the Celtics will be derailed this playoff season, you know, from not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, is going to be injuries.
Are we concerned about AB and the stomach bug that keeps, like, reoccurring?
I think it's the Achilles bug. I think he's still trying to take some days off for the Achilles that he had, and he missed about 4 months of the season with.
Okay. I hope it's just that, because he was in the hospital a week ago with, you know, receiving fluids because that stomach bug that had just been going around in the locker room. Apparently, but he's the only one that has been hospitalized.
He get the Rhea?
That's what that sounds like to me. Hmm. It's got the squirts.
Ugh. Hey. He said, ugh. Best thing for the squirts.
You guys are gross.
The IVs. Fluids. The IVs,
that's true.
All right, Sean, maybe he's a little... A little chunky, but mark my words. All right. Karnowski.
They were talking about A.B. Bradley. Wait, what?
Karnowski.
Gonzaga. Karnowski looks like a guy.
7'1", 304 pounds.
He looks like a guy that knows how to handle the diarrhea. Like, he's like a vet.
He can handle everything.
He's like a vet.
You watch him. He's like a vet. You watch him tonight. He's going to lead that crew. Up front, Gonzaga's big, man.
They are big. Just think that North Carolina capitalizes on these opportunities every time they get there.
You guys get the North Carolina video I tagged you guys in with Coach Roy turning his shirt around like a helicopter.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, yeah.
The Petey Pablo,
the Petey Pablo joint.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great.
Well, we mentioned it earlier in the podcast. You know, the Celtics' first 50-win season since the 2010-2011 season,
woo,
which also ties the Lakers out of all franchises with the most 50-win seasons with 32. You want to know who comes in after the Celtics and the Lakers? The Spurs with 27. And Tim will like this, the Suns with 19. Those are the top 14 with the most 50-win seasons.
Getting up there,
for real. Even though they haven't had a 50-win season in quite some time.
Yeah, and they're good at they're really good at regular season, but
that's why D'Antoni, he knows all about that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he does. Probably this Cavs Pacers game is going to go into like triple overtime right now.
It's probably going to go to like quadruple overtime.
Yeah, it's a 1-point game and there's 49 seconds left. Cavs are up. So
fuck. Yo, how are they going to know what happened? We have to tell them.
We have to tell them, man. We got to find
out. Well, we're pretty good at killing time. I mean, I'm pretty sure we can figure out something. I'll sing Creed. Well, I just heard the news today.
anything else we missed?
Good luck to the Red Sox this season.
Yeah,
they start their run towards.
The boys are back. Yeah. No, I'm
they start their run towards, you know, trying to win a World Series.
Yep.
Again.
They play the first of 162 games. Yeah. Way too many fucking games. Could you imagine?
So you think Ortiz comes back in by like August, September?
Game 120. No, I don't know.
Game 161.
Nah, yeah, he'll come back.
That'd be awesome.
I actually don't think he will. His foot's fucked.
I think it all depends on how they're doing. Yeah,
how they're doing.
Yeah, his foot's fucked though. Like for him to get,
Need him to hit home runs. So we don't need him to do anything else.
But for him to play last year, they said like he like had to do like 8 hours witchcraft. Of like, yeah, pretty much steroids. Steroids, I think was the thing they were saying. No, but
brujeria.
HGH. That's what he did actually.
Now, what was Drucken Noah taken?
It's probably best he stays out because
yeah,
he won't have to go through random drug testing anymore.
Yeah, no, stay out because last year was great. Like, yeah, I'd love for you to come back.
Can you imagine he comes back and he gets caught for cheating? He gets busted for steroids.
No, man, I don't want to imagine that.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
No, that'd be bad. Come on. No, he's laughing. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Everybody would be
on, that's kind of funny.
Everybody would be like, told you!
Like October 1st.
That'd be funny
right before the playoffs.
That'd be funny if it happened to A-Rod, not to David Ortiz.
Most of the Red Sox Nation was like, why couldn't you just stay out, man? No one would have known.
And then he's definitely not making the fucking Hall of Fame.
Batting like 152. He's just struggling.
So it was like pointless the whole thing. Like it didn't even work.
His on-base percentage is .005.
Yeah. Well, just came back to taint his legacy.
And then left for good.
Yeah. Speaking of A-Rod, though. How the fuck is he dating Jennifer Lopez?
I can't answer that for you.
Just, I don't know. Jennifer Lopez is like a...
She
has to stay relevant.
She still got it.
Whether it's him or Drake. She can still
get it.
Or
no,
whoever else. She has to be in the light all the time.
Still. You guys watching Shades of Blue? That shit's on point.
She never lost it, man.
I know that. Trust me, I know that.
Cavs up by 4 with 16 seconds left.
All right, I think they won.
Oh, okay. We'll see. We shall see. But anyway, it's going to leave a cliffhanger. Check out our next episode. See what happened with the Cavs and Pacers.
The only place you can find out.
You can't what go happens. Anywhere else. Fuck the 4-letter network. Yeah. Fuck that. Or the 3-letter network. There's two. Now, this In Case You Missed It is brought to you by CLNS Radio. Download the CLNS Radio mobile app for the best coverage in Boston sports. Listen to us on there, the Causeway Street Podcast, among other great podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media outlets, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can also listen and download episodes of the Causeway Street Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, among others. And that's it for
In Case You Missed It.
All right. Good work.
Yeah.
One more show before we go into the playoffs. One more.
Uno más.
Playoff preview.
Speaking of which.
Hell yeah.
Playoff preview coming up. Yeah, we never got people to vote for our list. I want to know what people thought about our top 25. We put a lot of work into that. I would love to know.
Well, a lot of people listen to that episode. That's a shitload of people.
Yeah. It's our most listened to episode.
I think they're done. 127 to 132. Seems like the Cavs.
Is there a F next to that score?
No.
No. It's not final. 16 seconds left, bro.
Not final.
What are you looking at?
All that means, though, is that if the Cavs win, Celtics will then, when they play the Cavs. I don't know, because the Cavs play the Magic the game before. I was going to say that would be sick if the Cavs, the Celtics could win and jump up a game and a half. They could be two games up if the
Kyrie just made two free throws. They're up 133, 127.
That's it. Game over.
We have 16 seconds left. That's Pacers it. Timeout.
That's game over.
Nah, man. 2 threes. You can never know. He said, nope.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Causeway Street Podcast. Check us out on Twitter, of course. We're always tweeting new content. We also got
always tweeting over here, dog.
We also got plenty of tweets on, you know, during the game. Those are always fun. Fun to interact. And we appreciate everyone who does interact with us.
Go to the causewaystreetblog.com to read some more of LeVar Ball quotes about his son not coming to Boston.
Yeah, check that out.
Good. I don't want Lonzo Ball. I'm going to be the first person to tell you that Lonzo Ball is going to be a bust in the NBA. A bust.
Who would you compare him to?
Drake.
Are
we talking about basketball-wise? Sorry, I thought you were talking about looks.
Looks? Nah, man. He looks like...
He looks like a young Drake. Come on.
No.
He looks like Drake's cousin.
A little lighter.
No.
He looks like Drake's French-Canadian cousin. What do you want me to say?
Is he Austin Rivers?
Probably somewhere around there.
Yeah. Who's also might be out for the rest of the season.
I think if he's a bust, then he's Austin Rivers.
Yeah.
Similar game, right?
Sure. Sure.
Except for he shoots. I don't know. I can't even describe how he shoots.
Yeah, it's awful. It's not. It's going to get blocked every time in the NBA.
You see LeBron shooting like that during the warm-ups the other night?
No.
Yeah. Little jab.
Was he picking on him?
Making fun of him.
Not because LeVar was talking shit to LeBron. So LeBron shot back with that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think Lonzo Ball sucks as an NBA player.
All right. Until next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Later.